Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Light Outdoors. On the mic with you. Whew, it feels like a Monday. I know it's a Tuesday, but it does feel like a Monday. Man, I don't really want to start this week all over again, but here we go. In reflecting on today, we've been really busy today. We've got several appointments. Rhonda had some appointments today. We had to deal with some things. I've got appointments tomorrow. We got to deal with some things. We'll kind of be out of pocket all day. You know, when it gets me disjointed, you know, when we kind of get out of our routine, and we've been in a routine for quite some time now, especially since my surgery, you know, been kind of a homebody, and I've had plenty of time to spend with the Lord, plenty of time to reflect on the things that He's speaking into me, and to study and to read His word, and to dig and put messages together and things as I feel like God's laying them on my heart. And when you hit days like today, I'm weary, I'm tired. My body is not responding like we would like it to at this point in the game. So struggling through some things, and in the process of that, trying to keep up with what I feel like God has given us to do, trying to keep up with being in His word, being in His presence. And I spent some time today with Rhonda, was having some procedures done today. And I wound up with a lot of time and put an extremely powerful message together that I'm hoping to reflect on really, really soon. But as we sat this afternoon and this evening trying to sort out, God, where do you want me to go? I've got so many messages, but we've really struck some hardcore things lately. There's been so many things happening in our country, so many things happening within the spirit realm, God really leading us in certain directions. And last night we were tuned in to listen to a couple of Perry Stone messages, and I really love listening to him preach and on the prophetic and the end times and things. And he did bring a very great word concerning some upcoming events that are happening soon. But then we tapped into a message he preached just a short while ago, and man, it was powerful. He really basically he just said, I just want to spend some time and preach about how worthy God is of our praise, of our appreciation. And it really struck me, because I don't know how often we do that anymore. We have a tendency to be looking for a problem, maybe pointing our messages towards solving problems or solving today's current events and things. And I think sometimes we do fail to really put God in His place. When we fail to adore Him for who He truly is. And in thinking along those lines, I did a little research and a little study real quick, and I put some notes together, and basically I titled it Worthy of Honor. What does it mean to you when you hear the word honor God? I think a lot of us can jump to some immediate thoughts, you know, like honoring God in our way of life and our lifestyle and our words and those types of things, right? But what does it really mean when we hear the words honor God? Revelation chapter 4, verse 10 through 11 describes a scene in heaven. Revelation chapter 4, beginning verse 10, it says, 24 elders fall down before Him who sit on the throne and lay their crowns before the throne and say, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. Now, the words translated here, glory and honor, are closely related and often used interchangeably throughout the word. But there's a subtle difference between them. The word most often translated glory means something that is inherent, intrinsic, or worth. While the word translated honor means perceived value, to render or esteem glorious. Glory is a quality inherent to the one being glorified. Glory can be thought of as maybe a mirror that accurately reflects what is there. When we accurately reflect the character of God, we glorify Him. To glorify God is to honor Him for who He really is. God has glory because He is infinitely valuable. Human beings have glory because we are created in the image of the One who is all-glorious. Genesis 1, verse 27 says, So God created man in His own image. In the image and likeness of God, He created him, male and female, He created them. We glorify God when we demonstrate through word or action His glorious character or His glorious deeds. Modeling the character of Jesus is a way to glorify God, because we are showcasing His attributes. When we glorify God, we bring him honor. Honor originates in our hearts, and it refers to the value we personally place on something or someone. Collectors hold certain items in higher esteem than non-collectors do. What others overlook may be highly valued by someone else and therefore honored by someone else. We honor other people to the degree that we consider their position and their contributions very significant. We're commanded to honor people because of their position, not necessarily their performance. We can talk about that politically if you'd like to, but we won't. We are commanded to honor our fathers and our mothers. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16 says, honor, respect, obey, care for your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that your days on the earth may be prolonged and so that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. In other words, if you don't honor your father and your mother, if you don't care for them, if you don't respect them, and I know there's a lot of parameters in this, there's a lot of parental figures that maybe you feel like, man, they don't deserve my respect, but technically we are to honor them as our father and mother. We respect them. It kind of goes back to that respecting the position, not necessarily the performance. And in doing so, it creates something in which God says He'll prolong our life and everything will go well for you and in your land that the Lord gives you. Mark chapter 7, verse 10 says, where Moses said, honor your father and your mother with respect and gratitude. And he who speaks evil of his father or mother must be put to death. Now that's some pretty serious business right there. We are commanded to honor the elderly. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32, you shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the aged, and you shall fear your God with profound reverence. I am the Lord. And we're to honor those who rule over us. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17 says, show respect for all people. Treat them honorably. Love the brotherhood of believers and fear God. Honor the king. When we honor God, we are demonstrating the high regard we have for him. We're reflecting his glory back as praise and worship to him. The Bible shows us many ways to honor and to glorify God. We show him high regard and reflect his character even by being sexually pure. 1 Corinthians 6, 18 through 20 says, run away from sexual immorality in any form, whether thought or behavior, whether visual or written. Every other sin that man commits is outside the body, but the one who is sexually immoral sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then, honor and glorify God with your body. It could go in a lot of different directions there. We honor God by giving of our income through tithe and offering. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops, your income. And we honor God by living lives devoted to him. Romans chapter 14, 8, if we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or we die, we are the Lord's. It's not enough to merely honor him outwardly. God desires honor that comes from inside of our heart. Isaiah chapter 29, 13 says, the Lord says, those people who come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Man, this is something we really have to pay attention to. We're to honor God. And the Bible says that basically you'll know them by your fruit, and the fruit comes from our heart. That whatever comes out of a man's heart or out of a man's mouth is what's in his heart. So when we speak those things out, it's the nature of the heart. The Lord says people are come near to me with their mouth and they honor me with their lips. This is like lip service. This is like going to church on Sunday because you're supposed to. This is like putting on a good dog and pony show, but our hearts are far from the Lord. That needs corrected. When we delight in the Lord, Psalms 37, 4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires and the petitions of your heart. What have you been asking him for lately? What have you been desiring of God? When we delight ourselves in him, when we live according to his word, when we honor him with our life, with our lifestyle, he gives us the desires and the petitions of our heart. When we seek him in everything we do, 1 Chronicles 16, 11, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually, longing to be in his presence. Father, I long to be in your presence. God, I want to be in your midst. I want to have your gaze upon me. Actually, tonight when I started looking this up, I really kind of started looking at being in the favor of God, having his gaze on us. When God's got his face turned to us, when God's looking at us, we are in his favor. We have the favor of the Lord upon us. He can't look upon us if we're not living according to his word, if we're not being who he's called us to be. The Bible says he can't even look upon sin. If we've got sin in our life, God's gaze cannot be upon us. We cannot be walking in his favor. But when we seek the Lord in his strength, when we seek his face, continually longing to be in his presence, he turns his face towards us and we become in his favor, in his gaze. Isaiah 55:6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him for salvation while he's near. There's coming a time when we're going to seek him and we're not going to be able to find him. There's going to be those on this earth who are not going to be able to find the Lord because it's too late. We need to seek him now while he may be found. Call on him for salvation while he is still near. We honor God when we make choices that reflect the place he has in our hearts. What place does he have in your heart today? When you reflect on your honor for the Lord, when you reflect on what it means in your heart to honor God, where is he in that place? Where is he in the place of honor? Where does he fit? If he's not number one, you better back up and do some configuring here, because he's got to be the number one thing in our life. He's got to be our number one priority. Our relationship with God has got to come before everything else. And then it needs to be our spouse, and then it needs to be our family, and then it needs to be our relationship with others, and then maybe even our job. But everything revolves around key number one being our relationship with the Lord. We've got to have that one right. And if we get that one right, the rest of them will fall into place accordingly. We have to work at this through living according to his word in obedience. We bring him the greatest honor of all. When we live according to God's word, when we live in obedience to what he's given us, when we live in obedience to the very word of God, it hasn't changed. It's not going to change. It's still the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. God's not going to change. We must change. He didn't present his word to us so that we could rewrite it, so that we could remodel it. He presented his word to us so that we could adhere to it. We're the ones that must change to fit his word today. And it can't change. It's not going to change. If you're living in a culture that says, hey, you know, God's changed his ways, he's not nearly as harsh as he used to be, that's nonsense. God's word hasn't changed. God hasn't changed. If we don't adhere to him in his word, his way, in his will, we're out of his will. And that's not a good place to be. We can't be friends with the world and still be in a relationship with the Lord. Matter of fact, friendship with the world makes us an enemy of God. We've heard this just recently. We are to honor God through living according to his word, living in an obedient lifestyle to his word. And in doing so, we place him as the highest place in our hearts, and we bring him the highest glory, the highest honor of all, by being his. One of his inheritance. We inheriting his throne, inheriting his kingdom, because we become one of his when we honor him in such a way. I want to challenge you tonight to search your heart. When you consider the place of honor that God holds in your life, where does he fit? Where does he fit in your life? Do you give him what's left over, or do you give him the first fruits? Do you spend time with him when you have time, or do you make that time priority, and then if you have time, you do whatever else you can? We've got to get this right. I know it doesn't sound fun sometimes, but it is. Because when we live in a place where God is in a place of honor, we're in his favor. Remember what it said? When we're seeking him, when we delight in him, we've got his gaze upon us. When we're living according to his word, when we're living under obedience to him, then we've got his favor in our life. There ain't nothing better than to be in the favor of God himself. What a glorious time we will have when we figure this out. Everything else won't matter. Our relationship with him becomes A number one. When we get it right everything else falls into place. Amen. God bless you. Rondon, I love you. We thank you so much for following along on our podcast, following our broadcast. Thank you for your prayers. We desperately need you to walk with us on this journey in prayer. Both of us are struggling physically with some issues, dealing with some things. Got to get some things sorted out. Hopefully I'll learn some things tomorrow. But in the meantime, we must continue on what God has given us to do. We're enduring till the end. We're persevering. We're pressing on. No matter what it takes, this is where we're to be. Pray with us that we keep our focus and that God blesses us for our obedience, for our diligence. If you can join us financially, partnering with us, man, we would greatly appreciate that as well, as these are some difficult times that we are in. Ministerially, we could use some support to do some things that we have in mind to do, but we're unfortunately, we can't until we've got the right support. Prayerfully consider supporting us financially. All of our giving links are on our website, www.livingloudoutdoors.com, pinned right at the top of our Facebook page. Support us. Contact us if you have any questions about that. Be glad to fill you in. In the meantime, we love you. We're praying for you. God bless you. We will talk to you again real soon.